Good morning, June 1st, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's edition touches on surveillance gaps, language around addiction, and a soon-coming funding deadline on June 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news, CBS News reports that in Chattanooga, Tennessee, a nurse stole fentanyl and AI missed it, according to state records. It is a concise item, but it points to a concrete concern around diversion detection and the limits of automated monitoring. In the Social Pulse, one lived experience post from Ozzie May on LinkedIn argues that we need to overcome the word addiction. The post says there is no way to divorce that word from the legacy of the moral and disease models, and that addiction will always carry the notion of the corrupt. A separate pair of posts highlights an implementation example. On X, a Cruisin 808 says the San Francisco VA healthcare system is the primary VA facility driving this initiative in California, and that it launched a harm reduction and syringe services program to provide sterile needles. A follow-up post says the program distributes sterile syringes, fentanyl test strips, safe sex kits, and overdose-reversing naloxone. It also tests for HIV and hepatitis C and administers additional services mentioned in the post. That is the kind of operational detail worth tracking when people ask what harm reduction looks like inside a major care system. There was also an opposition message on X from Jerry Carrier, who argued that mandatory inpatient treatment before housing should be the policy, and claimed that harm reduction policies and enabling do not work. This is best understood as a clear example of opposition messaging around housing and harm reduction. In research, a new paper in Drug and Alcohol Dependence Reports looks at community supervision during Oregon's partial decriminalization under Measure 110, focusing on criminal legal system involvement, overdose, and naloxone access. The title alone signals a useful intersection of supervision, overdose risk, and access to harm reduction resources. On the policy front, Delaware has enacted a change to Title 16 of the Delaware Code related to controlled substances in the city of Newark. The source item does not provide more detail in the newsletter text, so that is the key jurisdictional update to note. In New York City, two local measures are also on the radar. One would amend the administrative code so the Commissioner of Homeless Services coordinates with hospitals to make certain supplies available to discharged patients during certain weather events. The other would require coordination with hospitals to distribute informational materials on certain weather events to patients and make services directly available to discharged patients during those events. Together, they suggest closer discharge planning during dangerous weather for people facing housing instability.
Now to funding.
One current opportunity comes from the Centers for Disease Control through NCIPC under the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, with a deadline of June 8, 2026. That deadline is close. Another current opportunity comes from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration for Providers Clinical Support System Substance Use Disorder Treatment, or PCSS-SUD treatment, with a deadline of June 15, 2026. Looking a bit further out, the National Institutes of Health is offering funding to establish a Center for the Advancement of Substance Use Disorder Pharmacotherapeutics through training and preclinical support, with a deadline of September 30th, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And finally, in advocacy, the National Harm Reduction Coalition is urging people to contact Congress to reject budget cuts to HIV care. Shatterproof is also urging people to contact Congress in support of the School Access to Naloxone Act. If that school naloxone push is relevant to your work, this may be the moment to decide whether to engage. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.